to the Creative Pen Podcasts. I'm Joanna Penn, bringing you interviews, inspiration and information on writing, publishing options, internet sales and promotion for your book. The companion website is www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with a double N. And here's the show.
Hi everyone, this is Joanna Penn for the Creative Pen Podcast. And today I'm interviewing Joan Kremer. Joan is a professional business non-fiction writer, novelist, short story writer, editor of an online literary journal, and most recently co-owner of the Story Mountain Centre for Writers in Second Life. She is also a blogger at writersinthevirtualsky.com. Welcome, Joan.
Hi, nice to be here.
Yeah, great to have you here. So today we're going to talk a bit about Second Life, which is really exciting. But first of all, can you tell us a bit about you and a bit about your background?
Sure. I've been a writer my whole life, practically. I've made my living as a writer in one fashion or another ever since I graduated college, roughly, I almost hate to say this, 35 years ago. I've worked as a newspaper, magazine editor, reporter, written technical stuff for businesses, and created a ton of instructional materials, again, largely for big businesses. And recently, I've also gotten into writing and designing websites. So that's what I do for a living, and outside of that, I've always also been a closet creative writer. I've written stories, poems, and even novels. And about 5 years ago, I launched an online literary journal with a friend of mine called Suzanne's Carrot. So I'm also a editor-publisher, I guess. But so that's me. I live in a very tiny town in the upper Midwest of the United States where there's not a lot of people and not a lot of activities, which is one reason I love Second Life.
No, that's great. Okay, so I guess, you know, getting into Second Life, for those of us who know absolutely nothing about it, you might have to give us the quick sort of overview of Second Life and explain the site and about avatars, but just the basics.
Okay, I'll try. That's a challenge because believe me, I've never experienced anything quite like Second Life before, and it took me a while to get my head wrapped around it. And I consider myself a fairly good with internet and computer technology, so it was a challenge. But anyway, what it is, it's a three-dimensional world, really, a virtual world, and you can do almost anything there that you can do in the physical world, or at least simulate it, and you can do a lot more. It's because this world is available over the internet, it's also a place where people from all over the globe get together at any time of the day or night. So Second Life, sign in for an account there, and of course it's free. And then the first thing you do, well, you pick a name, and I picked Alas Zerbino, not realizing what I was doing, but it's worked out. Anyway, and then you are, your avatar is put into Second Life. You go into Second Life, and it's really like, excuse me, your avatar is the representation of who of you in Second Life, and it can take any form or shape. Most people tend to make it look human-like. I certainly, that's my preference, but there are people, I have seen animals to the most hilarious one was the old the Kool-Aid pitcher in the old Kool-Aid commercials, a big fat round one. So your avatar is, you know, the visual presentation of who you are in Second Life. But you go in and you communicate through your avatar, either by typing it, like in text chat, or speaking using voice, like Skype, for, similar to a Skype technology. Mm. Anyway, you move your with your avatar. You move your avatar. You always control your avatar, like Puppet Master, you know. But you're like, I think of it as your computer screen becomes like a movie set, only you are in the movie set. So you're watching this movie, but you're also in it. You can turn around and see the whole thing. You can look above it and below it. And you are basically writing the script, too, with your interactions. So you use your keyboard, mouse, and that sort of thing to control your avatar. But you can move around, and it look, I mean, it's three-dimensionally, it's extremely realistic. So you get a sense of moving over distance and everything, even though it's a flat screen. Mm. And you can build stuff there. Like one of the first things people tend to do is either build a place to live or for their avatar to live, kind of a home base. Yeah, and a lot of universities and corporations around the world build virtual office buildings and classrooms where their employees or students from all over the world meet as avatars and sit like in a real classroom or a real conference center. It's very interesting, but it's like moving through the physical world in a sense, only you're moving in a virtual world, and there's things, it's amazing what you see, and everything is different, and there's no set routine or rule or anything.
Wow, it's. I guess if you haven't been on there, it's quite hard to imagine. But there are videos, aren't there, on the site?
Yes, it is hard to imagine. And it's hard to explain. But yes, I would recommend. I have a link actually on my website to some excellent videos done by this wonderful guy named Torley Linden, who where you can see in. You watch this YouTube-like video of him, and he, not only can you see it, but he is wonderful at helping explain it and learn about it.
No, that's great. So I guess, you know, for people who are listening to this podcast, who are generally writers or authors, they're probably thinking, well, you know, what's the point? You know, why would a writer or author spend time in Second Life? So maybe you can explain what you get out of it as a writer.
For me, it's been an absolute blessing. I didn't go in there because as a writer, I went in there because I heard it was being used by corporations for training, but I accidentally discovered there's an enormous writing community. And the thing is that, you know, I live in this very underpopulated part of the world. I'm far, far away from, you know, the publishing world of New York or, you know, any centers of great activity for writers. So to do anything, take a writing class or meet other writers or, you know, participate in writers' groups, I have to drive a long ways. And, of course, that takes time and money and energy. And it's especially bad during our very long snow-filled winter. And, of course, going to writers' conferences is a major undertaking with its own hassles, like airport security and lines, etc. Well, with Second Life, I can access these resources. I can go to a meeting. I can go to a writer's conference. I can take a class by just logging into my Second Life account, and I'm there. Mm-hmm. And it's available, you know, all the time, and I don't have to travel.
And those conferences and classes, do they exist only in Second Life, or do they normally have a physical equivalent? So, I don't know, for example, you know, a New York Book Fair, is that in real life and in Second Life, or are they just Second Life conferences?
It depends. Some are and some aren't. Like, a lot of what's going on in Second Life is only in Second Life, where, you know, there are classes, there are readings by authors that are, you know, and they're all contained in Second Life. And they're, you know, separate from, they're similar to, but separate from their real world counterparts. And then there are also events where, in the physical world, where they have connected to, made a link to a venue in Second Life. So, and then whatever's going on in that physical world venue is also, can also go on in Second Life. So an example of that, a recent example, is that Ursula Le Guin, the fabulous author, was speaking and doing a question and answer session at a writer's conference in the physical world. And they connected it to the Second Life, to a library there, where we went to this library and actually were able to communicate with Ursula Le Guin, who was shown on a screen. She wasn't actually in there as an avatar, but we could ask her questions and communicate and talk to the audience. It was quite amazing. A lot of that does happen.
Yeah, wow, that is amazing. So you meet, so you didn't actually meet her because she was on a video screen, but there would have been other authors in the audience, wouldn't there?
Oh, yes, yes.
And can you tell who they are? Sorry, can you tell who they are from looking at their avatar, or would you know if somebody, another famous author, was sitting next to you?
You wouldn't necessarily know. Every avatar has a profile that you can open up, and depending on what the person wants to share, they can talk about, they can say who they are in real life, or they can just be anonymous. But I've met a lot of real life authors, not all of whom were incredibly famous, like Ursula Le Guin, or like Kurt Vonnegut or Dean Koontz, who have also been in Second Life. In fact, Second Life was the last appearance Kurt Vonnegut made before he died. But anyway, in other ways you meet them, and there are, I've gotten to know Paul Levinson, who writes science fiction, sort of metaphysical science fiction books. Can't remember. He just had one come out. I've met Warren Adler, who's the author of The War of the Roses and just a ton of other bestsellers. And I've had incredible conversations with them, because it's a small world in there, really, and so you can start talking to them, and because you have a shared interest in writing, they'll communicate right back, and there are many, many others too.
Wow. And maybe you can tell us a bit about the Story Mountain Center and what happens there and how that's helped your own writing.
Okay. Yes, Story Mountain is my Second Life home. And it's one example of what can happen when you meet and become friends with others in Second Life. How it came about was, it just so happened that my first week in Second Life, when I was exploring places that were geared toward writers, I happened to meet another person doing the same thing, and it was her first week too. Well, we started talking, discovered we were both fiction writers and also had a ton of other things in common. So we became friends and began to hang out and to go to writers' events together. And she had this dream of, or she developed this dream of creating a writer's retreat in Second Life where, among other things, she could teach fiction writing classes because she is a college creative writing professor and a published author in real life. And she loves to teach and is a great teacher, by the way. So that was her idea, her dream. And I wanted a place where basically I could meet with a writer's group, you know, the kind that all published authors are almost all highly recommend, peer groups where you can critique your works in progress and that sort of thing. And so that turned into a dream of, or into a goal of having writers' groups available there for anyone who wanted them. So anyway, so we kind of meshed those together, and within a very short time, we were handed this opportunity to buy a piece of land, and we built Story Mountain. Now, right now, there's not a lot of organized activity going on, thanks, unfortunately, to unexpected life events this past winter. But we have a big lodge with a cafe, lounge areas, and outdoor spots where people can relax and read or write or chat. And we also have tried to bring together as much information about what's happening, about the writing community in Second Life as possible. So we have a calendar there with lots of writing events. We have information about writers' groups and about venues, other locations in Second Life that have things going on for writers all the time. So that's really been cool. And very shortly, in the next few weeks, we're going to be hammering out the details of a series of writing classes and author conversations that will be starting in June. So we did some of that last year, and it was really cool. We enjoyed it. Others seemed to. So we're going to do that. One of our long-term goals is to host an actual writers' conference there where, you know, a conference like they have in the real world where writers, agents, editors, publishers get together and network and, you know, go to workshops and that sort of thing. So that's a big goal.
No, that's amazing. So I've got a couple of questions coming out of that. So the first one is, you said your friend teaches writing classes, and also you said you bought a piece of land. So that implies that there is some currency involved and you can pay for things. So how does that currency work versus real life currency?
Second Life is free, but there are things that you can pay for. And they, because it's an international place and people, you know, with different forms of monetary exchange from all over the world show up, they've created their own currency called Linden dollars. Linden Lab is the company that created Second Life. And it's sort of like going to another country. When you're traveling, you exchange electronically. You exchange your currency for Linden dollars at whatever the exchange rate is. And then within Second Life, you use those Linden dollars to pay for things. And it's just a matter of you know, using a credit card or something like that to, quote, buy some of these, and then you can withdraw it, make further deposits, whatever.
So you can also sell as well. So can an author sell their books on Second Life?
Oh, absolutely. And there are a lot of authors doing that, selling not only their, selling their books for that they self-published, but also traditional published authors. For example, you can, one of the writers I've met and come to know a little bit is Jane Watson, the author of The Hindustan Contessa, which is who's an Australian writer. Mm-hmm. And she, you can buy her book, of course, anywhere, Amazon or a bookstore or whatever, but you can also buy it directly from her simply by giving her, you know, the money, and then she mails the book to you.
Yeah, and also your friend who teaches, she charges for those courses, does she?
She doesn't. Yeah, she doesn't charge for some of them. The more advanced ones, she does. Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
And there are other teachers, writing teachers, who teach, who for money, who charge for their classes, and there are many who do it for free but ask for tips. So there's a lot of that.
Mm. And the other thing you said, you mentioned your, you know, the Story Mountain Center, and you know, how do people find these places on Second Life? Do you, you know, because obviously it's in some place, and I've heard there are islands and things, but how do people find
it? Yes, there are. They look like islands in, you know, on your screen. They're actually individual computer servers, I guess. But but yet, there are many ways of finding these. And if you, to really make the best, get the most out of Second Life, you do want to go to places like that are of interest to you, and to events that are of interest to you, and, you know, like writing events. So Second Life, the company, Linden Lab, has a lot of information on its website about finding them. Within Second Life itself, there's a search function that lets you search for places, people, groups, that sort of thing. The thing that I found most useful is to search for Second Life groups that are related to writing. Now, these are groups that you join, and then you get notices about all their events, and you also find out places where things are happening. And then once you start going to a couple of writers' events at a certain place, you'll hear about more. You'll hear about other groups. You'll hear about special events, and you learn how to, in essence, read the map within Second Life.
Mm.
So there, and then of course you can teleport there. Once you find out where they are, you can teleport. It's phenomenal. You're instantly there. I wish I could do that in real life.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic. And I guess, you know, I don't want to, you know, talk about your age, but you said you graduated 35 years ago. So this is not just for people who are, you know, in their teens or real tech heads, is it? This is a place where lots of different people meet.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you have to be at least 18 years of age to sign up for Second Life. They do have a teen Second Life for kids who are 13 to 18, but Second Life is strictly adult, for adults only. And it the whole range of people. I mean, there's a lot of people who really have trouble with technology in, you know, what you think of it as advanced technology, but get along beautifully in Second Life. And I've met people from age 18 to, just the other day I met an 86-year-old woman. There are all, it's a full range. The thing is that you end up kind of congregating around with people who share your interests, you know, so it doesn't really matter what your age is because it's your interest that kind of brings you together.
Mm, absolutely. And I guess one of the articles I read on your website was about the NaNoWriMo last year, and that you went to some events then, and that's, I guess, an event that does happen across the world in real life, isn't it? But there's also groups in Second Life.
Yes, that was a fabulous opportunity. In Second Life, there were groups of writers who would come together and support each other in the National Novel Writing Month in last November. And there were actual physical locations where you could go and plop your avatar butt down and in real life then work on your writing. And there were little contests and things to help keep us motivated. It was like having a location right here in real life where I could go and, you know, share my frustrations or successes or whatever and keep motivated. Really, really neat way to do that. And actually that was my first experience of doing writing while in Second Life, and I found it very interesting, and since then my writing partner at Story Mountain and I, we have an almost daily writing time where we come to Story Mountain, sit at our desks there as avatars, and at home sit down in front of our keyboards, and for several hours a day we write. And I have Second Life open, and I also have my word processing program open. And there's something about watching that me in there sitting at the typewriter or at the computer and typing away that keeps me focused on typing away in real life. it's quite amazing. So
that is very cool. And I've seen you've got a picture on your website, haven't you, of that and you at your desk in the, you've got the ocean behind you, and it does look very, you know, wonderful.
Oh, yes, yes. I do have that. It is.
Because you don't live by the ocean, do you, in real life?
No. I live in the middle of the landmass that's called North America.
So that's pretty cool that you can sit by the ocean at the same time, you know, and be writing in the winter or whatever, you know, where you are.
Oh, it is cool. Yes, very cool.
That's excellent. So, okay, so I guess a couple more things before we wrap up. So how can people get started? What do you recommend if people are going, yeah, I definitely want to have a look at this? How do they start?
As we've talked about, there is a learning curve, but what I recommend, well, actually, I guess the easiest thing to do is to suggest that they go to my blog, Writers in the Virtual Sky. I recently wrote a series of articles on how to get started and how to learn about Second Life, you know, the basics, and that'll help with the learning curve, I think. And I include a ton of links to other sites on the internet too, so you can really learn a lot about Second Life through the internet, websites on the internet before you even go in. But I'd say that, you know, check that out, check out those, my blog, check out the links on in those articles and learn about it, and then go to the Second Life website, sign up for an account, and follow the advice of the cumulative advice of the people who've been in there for a while, and it'll shorten your learning curve a lot. And then, you know, there's so many things to do, but those articles are a start anyway for honing in on where you want to go, honing in on the writing community anyway.
Mm. And people can come to you at Story Mountain and say hello as well.
Oh, I'd love it if they would. Yes, yes. there's a link that will let you teleport directly to Story Mountain Center. And love it if you'd come. And if I'm there, please say hello. And if I'm not there, there's an instant messaging function in Second Life where you can instant message, send an IM to anyone.
That is good. Can I just ask you about the avatar name? Does it have to be a funny name or can it be a normal name?
No, it doesn't have to be a funny name. When you sign in, there is a list of last names that you have to pick from, and that list gets recycled all the time. So each day it'd probably be different. I know people who have waited a few days to register until they found a last name they liked. But and then you get to create your own first name. Now, some people, what they do, like Paul Levinson, the author, for example, he made his first name his real life entire name. So his first name is Paul Levinson, one word. And then he has a Second Life last name. I was just going in there just for to check it out for the training world, and so I didn't know anything about it. I just went straight there, and when I had to pick a name, it was like, I don't know. So I picked, you know, I got to the end of the list. Last one was Zerbino. I picked that, and then for first name, I thought, well, okay, I'll just be everything from A to Z, and I typed Alas. And that became my name. I'm probably better known by that name now.
That's a good name. It's excellent. Okay, so we're almost done. Another question is, do you use Second Life on its own, or do you use it with other tools like blogs and Facebook and Twitter? Do they interact together, or is Second Life entirely separate?
No, they can be very connected. I have found a lot of people in Second Life use the social networking tools of Facebook, Twitter, Plurk, that kind of thing. And, you know, I never had the slightest bit of interest in any of them before. But I'd been hearing from authors and that I've met in real world that, you know, you really need it to be viable in the writing marketplace today. Authors need to have things like blogs. They need to be connected in Facebook and Twitter and that kind of thing. So so I reluctantly took a blogging class in Second Life, ended up starting several blogs, but I love it. I have a job for pay of blogging now, and my also was convinced to join, you know, these other services. Well, they're like little communities all over where people, you have conversations with people. I learn a lot about what's going on in Second Life from my friends on Plurk or Twitter who are also in Second Life, but I don't know them in Second Life. I only know them out here. So it just really expands the way, the ways you can get your message out, whatever that message is. Mm. And you can make, and there are friends I've made on, like Plurk, that I've since become friends with in Second Life too. But it's not like directly connected, but it's all part of a network of getting information. It's all part of the Web 2.0 network, really.
Well, it's just, there's so many more questions I want to ask you, but we're pretty much out of time. And yes. I think, you know, I'm going to go and get into it myself. And maybe we'll have another interview when I know what I'm talking about.
That would be cool. I would love to have you come into Second Life. That would be super.
It would be good. Yeah.
happy to show you anything I can that will make it easier and more exciting.
That's brilliant. Well, finally, how can people contact you and find out more about you personally?
Well, probably the easiest would be just to go to my blog to start with, Writers in the Virtual Sky. It's kind of my home base on the web. You can contact me via email that way, and I also have a Gmail email address that's alasserbino@gmail.com. So I'm accessible that way, and also there are links there to my various networking pages like Twitter and Plurk and so on, and so anyone can click on those links and go to my page there, and I'd also love it if there are people out there who know more things going on in Second Life for writers that I don't know about, that they would tell me so I can add them to our little unofficial database.
That's great. Well, thanks ever so much for your time, Joan. That was brilliant.
Thank you, Joanna. It's been fun. I love talking about Second Life. I love listening to your accent.
Oh, good. Well, thanks again.
Thanks for listening today. I hope you found it helpful. You can get more information on writing, publishing options, sales, and promotion for your book at www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with double N. And you can also get your free How to Be an Author workbook at www.howtobeanauthor.com. See you next time!